In South Los Angeles, one city official is working on a different set of health issues. Councilwoman Jan Perry is fighting obesity, diabetes, and other diet-related illnesses. Her tool, trying to limit the number of new fast food restaurants. The city council will continue consider Perry's proposed two-year moratorium this fall. If passed, it would impact more than 700,000 residents in South LA's lower-income neighborhoods. The residents are predominantly Black and Latino, and a recent analysis by the LA Times found those neighborhoods have the city's highest concentration of fast food restaurants. There aren't many grocery stores either, and some restaurant industry reps say the proposal places unfair blame on them. For more, we've got Jan Perry, LA City Councilwoman for District 9, and Blair Salisbury. He's president of the California Restaurant Association's Los Angeles chapter. He also owns El Cholo, Donna Rosa, and Barn Burner Barbecue Restaurants. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
So, Councilwoman, I want to start with you. Why? Why this proposal?
Well, you know, for years, South L.A. has been forced to live with incompatible uses, things that are in single-family neighborhoods, and things like fast food and liquor stores have proliferated, but we're positioned now for much more thoughtful development that puts community interests first. Now, we already have fast food establishments more than anywhere else in the city. There will always be fast food choices, and they're already here. And I am not saying that all fast food is bad. There are healthier choices at many fast food establishments, and the ordinance allows for exemptions. But this gives us an opportunity to plan for the future and bring in a diversity of options.
Very briefly, what exactly do you classify as a fast food restaurant?
Well, there's a continuum in what is considered to be a fast food restaurant. There is, on one end of the spectrum, food is prepared in advance based on a basic menu and is prepared when the customer comes and is delivered very quickly. On the other end, obviously, is a full-service restaurant with wait service at the table where you can request that food be prepared to your liking. Now, there are a number of outlets that have a hybrid of that, and I don't like to name names because I don't want to, you know, promote one over the other, but there are some that you can go to the counter and, again, ask your food to be prepared a certain way. But it's still, you know, quick food that is prepared very quickly.
Blair, why does this proposal disconcert you?
Well, I think the one word my phone's run off the hook the last 2 days has been, since it came on LA Times article, was the word moratorium. You know, people are calling me saying, does that mean, I mean, it's too broad brushed. And there, like I appreciate Jan mentioning, there are some healthy alternatives in fast food and fast casual, which is another segment that we need to address. It's in between a fast food and a casual dining. And I happen to have a Mexican fast casual healthy restaurant. So I'm in that liberty. And my concern was, does that mean, Subway is a healthy restaurant? Are they going to be told they can't come in?
No, actually not. We have a Subway, and they do very well over there at Martin Luther King and
right.
Figueroa.
But would Subway, Starbucks, Panda Express, are they part lumped in this moratorium?
Actually, we spoke to Panda Express yesterday.
Oh, I know.
And I didn't know you owned Doña Rosa, but I'd be very interested in having you come to the Ninth District
now,
too.
Blair, I think
that's where we had where you got people's hairs raising back their neck was mm-hmm. where do we draw the line? And by the way, I have a son who is diagnosed with OCD, and he has he's obese, so I understand calorie counts and obesity. I live it myself at home, but there are healthy alternatives. I guess that's what everyone's calling me.
Yeah, but we don't have choices in this area.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, the choices are limited.
The first thing I saw when I read the article, because my family's been in this town for generations serving mm-hmm. food, and I remember after the riots how the big cry was, and rightfully so. Businesses ignore this area, and we need to change that.
Right.
Councilwoman,
is
this really blaming restaurants for a problem that has more to do with grocery stores?
Yeah. You know, I think
it's a little bit of both, but it's not blaming anyone. First of all, it's an interim situation. It's two years. So it's 2 years, a window of opportunity, so we can broaden the choices that people receive. So, no, it's not blaming. We're just trying to deal with a health issue by using land use to attract different kinds of businesses.
I think with restaurants, and being a former chef, they would love to take fried products off chicken and grill it instead of fry it and serve ranch dressing, and they make much more profit. But they really put on the menu with sales. And, you know, if this is I looked my book this morning, you know, and 120 just passed, or it's going to pass, and sign where you have to put nutritional ingredient mm-hmm. calorie counts on fast food restaurants.
Right.
People would be shocked that a chicken sandwich at McDonald's is only 60 calories more than a cappuccino at Starbucks.
Right.
I think it's really going to open people's eyes. Some people don't realize. And, you know, with my son, I go to McDonald's, but, we work on his diet, and I think that's what restaurants upset us.
And Blair, you want to know, I think also, please, and take this the way I offer it, is
sure.
that people want more than just a place where they can go to a counter or a drive-up. They'd like to be able to sit at a table, have mm-hmm. someone take their order, and, you know, say, I don't need salt, can you replace with canola oil, the things that, you know, people do at restaurants in other parts of the city.
Absolutely.
Well,
I
Councilwoman and Blair, we are just going to have to wrap this up. Thank
sure.
you. And we have been talking
Thank
to
you.
Blair Salisbury, president of the Los Angeles chapter of the California Restaurant Association. He's also president and CEO of Hospitality Management Services, and Councilwoman Perry, Jan Perry, the Los Angeles City Councilwoman for District 9.